From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. After 24 hours of uncertainty, as U.S. President Donald Trump first canceled, then mused about a reinstatement of a historic summit on June 12th in Singapore with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, South Korea has said that it's carefully watching the developments between the United States and the North. Striking an optimistic tone, U.S. President Trump said Friday that the White House is having very productive talks with North Korea about reinstating the summit.
All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed.
The newest development came after North Korea said early Friday that it remained willing to meet with Trump despite his decision to scrap plans for the meeting with leader Kim. Trump canceled the planned talks with Kim on Thursday, blaming recent threatening statements by Pyongyang to pull out of the summit over what it saw as confrontational remarks by U.S. officials. A deal to keep Chinese telecom firm ZTE afloat could improve the dialogue for high-stakes trade talks next month. Under the agreement, ZTE would oust its management team, hire American compliance officers to be placed at the firm, and pay a fine. That fine would come on top of the roughly $1 billion ZTE has already paid for selling equipment to North Korea and Iran in violation of U.S. sanctions. In return, the Commerce Department would lift a 7-year ban on ZTE's purchase of components from U.S. companies. The Chinese company depends on these components to make its products, and the ban imposed earlier this month threatened to put ZTE out of business. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is laying out terms for Iran if it wants a smoother relationship with the U.S. In an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Iran should allow the International Atomic Energy Agency inspections.
If they want a peaceful nuclear energy program, fine, but they can import that material. Other countries do it. It works for many countries around the world. And in order for us to achieve that, to get comfortable if that's the case, there will have to be inspections.
Pompeo has elaborated on the U.S. demand for Iran to end threats to destroy Israel and end other threatening behaviors toward neighboring states. He said Iranian leaders should not only stop encouraging public chants of death to Israel, but also death to America. U.S. efforts to combat terrorists based on the African continent are running into many obstacles. Perhaps the most frustrating are the constantly shifting alliances and aims of the terrorist fighters themselves. The result, according to Western and African defense and intelligence officials, is a new type of higher-level terror operative, willing to work for competing brand-name terror groups like Al-Qaeda and Islamic State, sometimes simultaneously. Experts say, as a result, terror attacks can be harder to attribute with successes at times, possibly the result of helping or planning from more than one group, even from both Al-Qaeda and IS. Russian President Vladimir Putin is dismissing an international investigation into the downing of Malaysian airliner MH17 over East Ukraine in 2014 as deeply flawed, after investigators concluded Russia's military provided the missile used in the attack that killed everyone on board.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop blamed Russia for the downing of a Malaysian Airlines passenger jet over eastern Ukraine in 2014, killing all 298 aboard, including 38 Australians.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok said it has now been indisputably proven that there is a direct link between the rocket that hit MH17 and the Russian army. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos announced Friday that his country will formally become NATO's first Latin American global partner beginning next week. Colombia and NATO reached a partnership deal in May 2017 following the conclusion of the peace accord with FARC, now a political party. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.